Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. Listen, Ry.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yep.
I like to think I'm a tough person.
Don't lie.
It gets to me.
It does.
When people listen to this podcast on Tuesdays,
yep.
Wednesdays, mm-hmm. Thursdays,
yep.
Fridays, some motherfuckers wait till Saturday and Sunday.
They do.
If they knew the work that goes in.
The flights.
The preparation.
Trains, the planes. The
automobiles.
Buses, cabs.
Waiting on Cam to wake up.
Waiting on Cam to wake up. This shit crazy.
If they knew what went into this, you would think that they would support us just a bit better.
If they knew better, they do better.
But unfortunately, they do not. Therefore, if you are listening to us any other day than Monday, just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart,
well,
warmly.
I'll start by saying this. If the episode is out on Monday, I appreciate you listening. Because sometimes it don't be there. And the reason why it doesn't, it's not there. It's not because we don't want it to be there. We got a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot of shit going on.
And I'm just happy to give y'all episode a week.
That's a fact. Like, we're working tediously. Like, we're working on adding a new show.
We're trying to get the first show
right.
We're
trying to get the first show.
It's hard and it's difficult, but we still made it to this Monday, and here's your episode, and we're thankful and happy.
Don't try and get away from what I was trying to say.
I know.
If you're listening to this episode.
But I'm just not going to go off on this week, I'm not going to say that because last week I know it came out on a Tuesday. So I'm not going to violate y'all. So this week, I'm going to let y'all do y'all. Just listen. That's all I can say.
No, last week's episode came out on a Monday. It was 2 weeks ago it came out.
Whatever. Tuesday. It seems like it was all the same.
Because it really was last week.
It really was last week. So it's like, I appreciate y'all for coming back. Because we here on Monday this week. And yeah, you already know. Rate, subscribe. Hit the like button.
And if you listen to this any other day than Monday, suck my dick, all right? Because he kept trying to get away from it.
That's not going
to stop. He kept trying to get away from it. The meat was getting flown.
Frank stands here. Nathan's has pulled up.
Yeah. He tried to avoid it. He tried to have the
Hebrew National is here.
Yeah, nah. We had to dig. He circled the block, but we got here. The stand is open. But other than that, like Ryan said, make sure you rate, subscribe, comment if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. Because why? We are children and we need validation. Please, exactly. Give us 5 stars.
Leave and a commie. Nice. Leave a commie, too. 5 stars and a commie.
Also, follow us, subscribe on YouTube. Shout out to Big Kev. Kev got our YouTube looking right. So, YouTube is up. We're back posting full episodes on YouTube. We're posting full episodes on YouTube ever since we've been working with HMD Studios. So shout out to Big Kev, shout out to Dev, shout out to Cam when he
on time.
Is on time and awake.
He's barely up now.
Son, I literally knew when I called his phone.
Cam was in some cheeks last night.
Yeah, you bust something, Cam?
You ain't catch no cheeks last night?
So you just overslept mad cheekless?
Nah, he beat his meat and passed out. That sleep be worse than the...
I ain't gonna hold you. That shit
that's
you the, down.
That's when you wake up at 7, like, all right, I got time. You do that, you wake up, it's 1. Like,
that shit have put
what?
You down.
I was just like, yo, I thought...
And it's like immediate.
It's immediate.
You like, I ain't even tired.
You ever beat your meat and like be like you texting everything like yeah mad horny and then as soon as you're done you like
yo that post
you erase up. Mad DMs you like
that's posting up
I already tell I already tell y'all niggas if I ever win the lotto I know I will I won't say the New York state. Right. It might not be that but it's gonna right. be something I win there's a lot of something that a lot of people are gonna be like oh I'm gonna beat my meat first. Get my thoughts right.
And then make your decision. And
then I'm going to make my choice. Because if I don't, I'm flying this in and doing that and getting trips and doing this. Nah, I'm going to beat my meat first. And then I'm going to think about how much I got and what I need to do. Because then now I can really think. I ain't really thinking about your fatty over there, baby.
I ain't going to hold you. Can we be super transparent? I only started you know what I mean? Beating my shit like... In my older age, like probably like the last like year and a half.
What?
Yeah, like that wasn't my thing.
You crazy?
But
I was young, we was in a pandemic. Beat my meat like an old
nah,
money.
Because you know me, like I'm. Shit, it was always like a
shit was in debt. Owe me cash.
The bank was
beating
out.
That thing. Owe me bread.
Nigga, so I was beating that shit like it owed me bread.
Thank you, bugging out. I first found out like
it
what?
Was the ego thing with me. I
don't need you.
See, it was the ego thing. I'm like, I'm not beating my dick when I got mad. Bitch. Like, nah, I'm not doing it. You get that pandemic?
Save you money,
boy. Save you so much money.
Save you. You save know what I started doing?
If I'm in a,
I don't know
right
how far
argument, I beat my shit.
So you calm.
I don't even
argue.
I'm not even mad now.
I ain't been in a relationship with Matt long, so it's not too many arguments you'd get in without me being like, who are you?
Shit, man.
Like, but you know what I mean? Like, nigga. Who are you to tell me something? We not even together. But I get it. But at the same
time, you never we're about to go there. Go. You never like argued. Can we talk about like dating for sport? Like, have you ever dated for sport? Like, have you ever, like,
I know what I do
interacted
for sport.
With
I know
a
what
woman
I know what I do for
because
sport.
Because you can?
I know what I do for sport.
What do you do for sport?
Dating apps are for sport.
So, explain that. And I'll explain what I mean.
I have, like, one or two dating apps on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Won't say the names.
You're not including Twitter, Instagram?
No, I don't include that.
Okay.
Because that's not a dating app.
Just they all?
No, because I don't make money off of the dating apps that I pay for. I can make money off Instagram and it's free.
But you could make money.
No, listen.
You could make money off those dating apps.
No, what, we sell dick?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that. I can sell dick
dream.
For free on Instagram. Like,
sell dream.
I'm talking about a platform that you have to pay for to get a service.
So it's,
and
the
then
point
you do
of
your
it
thing.
Is to date.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go on dating
apps. OnlyFans or dating app?
I don't go on OnlyFans.
Okay.
No, it's, never mind. So I only go on these dating apps to just see if I still got it. Like, to see if my jump shot will go in. I never link up.
But it's like playing 2K, no?
Yo, but I never... No. It's not. Because 2K is a game.
So and is the dating app.
No. But these are real people. You said, do I ever date for a sport?
Yeah, I'm looking.
So my sport is, I'm shooting to see if I got it. Like, oh, you like me, I like you. But I don't...
But isn't that like...
I've never met...
So you don't do that in person? I feel like doing it in person is testing a jump shot.
Nah, because for me, it's like, in person, I feel like my jumper is clean. Like,
oh, you already know that.
I feel like I'm not ugly, and my game is tight. I'm all right. I could get around.
I could get what I want.
But on a dating app, it's like you're not talking. It's just
the
pictures.
Yeah.
I just want to see if like my pictures is valid. And sometimes I'm like, damn, I'll be liking it. Like, hey, like me back. Like, god damn.
So do you take your like back?
No, you can't. Once you do the swipe to the right,
yeah,
so right, you can't
never,
get that
I
shit
would
back.
Never. I would never.
But it's cool because I know I got it. I might get a little confident. Oh, we should link. And I just don't link. Like, it just, yo, you should text me, and I just don't text. Because I feel like it's not real, and I also feel like I can meet you, and you'd be a fucking crazy nut job. And I'm good, but I just want to know that, you know, if I do need a date, it's there, but I don't go. So that's my sport.
So when I say dating for sport, I mean like.
I'm probably going to do what you say, too.
I know you do.
Let me know.
I know you do, because what? April 15th?
Damn.
Day and night. Bruh.
This is the April 15th pod.
This is the April. You know what? When Mac's not here, we're just going to change the podcast name to the April 4/15 pod.
Yeah, 4/15 pod.
Okay, so when I say dating for dating for sport, this is what I mean. You meet a young lady. She's attractive. But mind you, we're 32, right? And we've been mature. I would like to say you and I, we've been mature to know, you know, have knowledge of self and know our awareness and our surroundings. It's for been a while, 5-6 years, right? Like, I've known my capabilities at least since I was 23, 24. You know what I mean? When it comes to like, the laws of attraction and not really just dealing with what comes to you, what you can attract to yourself, right? So
24?
Yeah,
I got a little earlier.
Well, see, because I was, to be honest, I realized I was attractive when I was 16. But you was married,
you were married, right. You went military. Right. It's a lot. You did.
Right.
And attractive overseas is a little different over here.
Look, I was fire on both sides.
No, I'm saying you're going to get cheeks over here anyway. That's a given. Like, if you don't get cheeks overseas, it's like, who are you? Why? They love us.
Yeah,
based off of a myth. Yeah. And if we bring it back to what we're saying, based off of a dating app of America, they love you just based off that. So it's up to you to link it up.
Right.
But okay.
So when I say that, so we've always been able to, like, know, okay, hey, I know, and I say what I have to say, like, we know who we want to date, mm-hmm. and we know who we can date, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So when you date for sport, you might be out and you might see a young lady and she's extremely attractive and you're attractive and you guys are attracted to each other, but you kind of already know, like, I either just want a clip. Like, I don't want anything serious from this girl. Like, I'm not getting the this is forever vibe.
Sidebar.
Yes.
Have you ever looked at a joint, like, you scooped it, got the number, you like, yo, she's gorgeous. Have you, I'm going to sound so crazy.
Let's do it.
Have you ever been like, damn, she might be the one, and then thought about how her name sounds with your last name on it?
Yes.
I be doing that shit not all the time, but I see a job like, damn.
I be like,
I'm just throwing out a name. Don't think it's,
I be like, Sharniqua Jones. Like, that doesn't
like,
ring to
I'm
it.
Like, Vanessa Fletcher. I'm like, all right. And sometimes it don't sound like it go together.
Yeah.
But like, Janisha Fletcher. I'm like, damn, that don't. But then you start saying it mad times. I'm like, but maybe you do.
Or you do this, right? You give them, not only do I do that, and then I also give a nickname. So I'll be like, TJ. TJ, got a nice sound to it.
Like, I always try to put together. I'm like, yo, it don't sound good now. But when I first heard, when I first heard Arby's, that shit ain't sound good neither. Like, but it said it mad times. Like, the fuck is that? There's some shit that's like, what? What is a, you know what I mean? There's something that's like, what is a Twitter? Like, what is that?
Twitter? And it's
like, and then once you hear it a billion times, you're like, oh yeah, Twitter.
Tweet. MySpace?
Tweet.
Like, I guess, tweet. I guess,
like,
to tweet means something.
See, that's the nickname. See, like, Twitter, tweet.
That'd be me, bro. That'd be me. I'm
all
with right. it.
That's all I wanted
so,
to know.
So when you dating for sport, you mm-hmm. see this girl, you already know, all right, this is not going to be a long last thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't interact with her like that. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm going? So when you're dating for sport, you're out, you're taking on good dates, you're doing the kind things, you're going a step forward, sending flap, you're doing all this for all of like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
I'll be real. I'm not sending you flowers if I just think you would kill.
What if you're just working on your,
but that's not part of me rusting off my armor. That's not part of me, be like, well, let me get in the game. Like, no. If I send flowers to you, I fuck with you. Like, I feel like.
No,
there's certain things in that game that I won't play with because now it's just like, well, flower, you did this, and you don't feel. It's like, no, baby.
Flowers do mean
flowers
a lot.
Flowers mean a lot, and I've learned that because I never sent them.
But what about like going?
Then I started to, and I was like, right. Oh, I like you. I spent X amount of time. I'll say this. I didn't send flowers for a long period of time.
Are you into it
now,
though? Like, if
I fuck with you, I got a spot. I'm going to let you. When you come to the other side.
I got a spot out here for you, too.
No, I need a spot out here. But I don't.
I got a spot for you.
I haven't really had nothing out here that's like. But
I know. But when you do, even if it's for Mama Love, mm-hmm. this spot I got.
You got it?
Fine.
I got a spot in LA, and I haven't. I'm not saying I use it all the time. But when I have used it, it's only in LA. So it's like they don't send outside LA. Mm-hmm. So any girl that I talk to that hears this and they're like, how come he didn't send me? It don't come to your state. And if you didn't get flowers, in that state, it just meant you wasn't there and you weren't going to get there. No, it's take it how you want. Like, that's just really what it is. If I fucked with you in L.A., and in my mind, like, dang, I can see this going somewhere, I sent you some flowers. In the past 2 years, I'll put that in the, okay. In the past COVID till, like, that's what I'll say. Other than that, whatever. So, that's, but flowers, I never sent flowers for a long period of time. I'll say in the past, like, 3 years, I started sending flowers. And I think I've spent enough money that kept up for them other years that I did not send flowers. Because them shits that, I know niggas that get, I know niggas that, like, will get flowers. And I'm like, yes, but, damn, I spent $75 on the flowers. And I'll be like, this shit was $600, bro. Like, are you serious? I'm like, that's why she ain't giving you no nothing. It's because you ain't sending them right.
You're not sending them right, bro.
You doing the little, you telling the florist to pick the flowers and stuff. I'm not doing that.
Are you like, are you into it? Like, are you into it? You feel me?
I'm curating my vibes.
Right, you have to curate.
I'm curating my vibes.
Cam, are you taking notes?
Yeah, because you was being me last night.
Like, we try to help you not
bring you back to the
service. Not being that post not sleep no more. Like,
that shit is crazy. That shit is always needed. I ain't going to lie.
Because when you wake up and you had some last night, it's a pop-up because you like, yo, can I get this again?
Like these drones, you feel me? Like something like
that. Yeah, that's a good curation right there. But those are hydrangeas in there?
That was some shit like this joint, you feel me?
That's tough.
You see what I'm saying? This is what I be sending.
That's
you
see tough. What I'm saying? You definitely got to call back.
My flower game, I'm gonna keep it real with you, is elite.
Oh, you went out.
Yeah, you elite.
That's with the sample.
Whoa, you see the bottle?
I see the bottles.
Little Bottega thing right there. You heard me? I mean, I do what I do, but it looked real good. I'll show y'all. Yeah, it looked real good. Good. That's this is good. Shit I do that's when good. I like you in LA. Cause it's only in LA.
Oh, only in
it's
LA.
Only in LA. So all the joints. I'm sorry if I fucked you. I'm sorry, my fault. But this right here, this
no,
is
you ain't got on the pod. She didn't. You're do right. The but, thing that but, required that.
You know what I'm saying? So flowers can take it to a new level. So I don't do that like when I play dates, for the sport.
But
so,
like the date.
So back to you.
And like going on a cool date.
I like
dates you never been on.
I'm
before.
Cool, man. I like doing cool shit. That's right. That's one thing we gotta set apart.
Go ahead.
When you're dealing with niggas like us. Mouse recently, he's entered a different food demographic world. He always wasn't there, but he has.
I mean, tacos now.
As of recently, he's been stepping his game up. So I won't include it in everything I'm about to say. But for me, if y'all know me, I grew up in a restaurant. My mom's a chef. My grandma. I grew up in that world of eating amazing, fine dining, great cuisines. My palate is impeccable. You feel me? So I know where I want to go. Don't get it twisted between me, oh, he really liked me because he took me here. No, because I go there on a regular, and I'm liking you. I'm taking you because I want company at this spot. I already go to these places. This is not saying I'm not going to take you nowhere new, but anything of a high class of good food and good drinks and the bill is $250 and up, whatever the fuck it is, these expensive ass dates.
Did the bill?
What?
And I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to like Twitter. I'm not talking to like.
Talking to me?
I'm like,
being single is expensive as shit.
Does the bill really matter? Like, are you, like, when you go out, when you take a girl out to eat, are you thinking about restaurant price or are you thinking about experience?
I'm thinking about experience. I don't think about price because if I think about price, I'm not taking you there.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the bill is going to cost before I take you there.
Right.
In my mind, I'm thinking, this food is, it's never the food that costs the most bread. I mean, some restaurants to be high, it's the drinks. So it's like, if I get a drink, you're going to get a drink. If I say you want another one, you're going to get another one. Or if I say I'm not drinking, you might say no, or you might keep going. It's really up to me.
Do you look at it differently?
If she gets mad drinks?
If she gets a drink and you don't, if she's drinking, you're not drinking.
Nah, I don't.
I do.
It just depends on how much you're drinking. If I'm like, nah, I'm good today, and you're just wilding. Shot, drink. I'm like, all right, cool.
Well, see, I don't drink, so whenever and I don't, like I said,
I forgot who I'm talking to.
I don't want to put my beliefs, or I don't want to put my life on anybody. Like, if you drink, cool.
Your dates are cheaper by default.
Sometimes.
No, all the time.
No,
bro.
That's not true. Oh, by default. By because default, only one, only even one if person, drink, even one if, person
yeah,
drinking.
Even if it's only one person drinking. Yeah, so absolutely. By default, I feel like, I don't always feel like I have to drink with somebody, but sometimes, you know, I want a little drink, and it's good food, get a little wine, whatever it is. I already accounted for this bill being $250, $300, whatever it is, boom, boom, boom. I've had $500 dates. I've had $1,000.
Like, now, what's the next date?
For me,
$1,000 date, you said you had a $1,000 date.
Absolutely.
Now, was that just the bill, or was
that's
bunch of stuff?
I call it speed dating.
Just went here.
I take you on 3 dates in 1 day.
Fire.
You feel me? I know how to plan. I know how to do shit right. It might be a dinner and a concert.
So what's the next date?
And a party.
If you spend a band on a dinner, if you spend a band on date one,
on the day I spend a band, depending on
the, what's the
I obviously fuck with you.
What's the?
Well, I'll take that back. Yeah, it could just happen to be the way that the shit rolls. We go here, then I meet somebody, and we go here. The next date after that is more personal. Not like saying in the house or something like that, but it's more
but
like
it's a little more intimate.
It's more intimate. Like, yo, we going. Just,
we're going to this one spot today.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do this.
Lights might be low, which is a calm.
Calm, let's talk, could let's it get be to the know each other.
Now, when you spend, I'm sorry, I feel like an interview, but like we never had this conversation before.
Interview me.
So like after after spending $1,000.
It's not always that
much.
Let's dumb it down a little bit. Let's dumb it down, well, 500.
Let's say a median, right? Let's just say a median, right, on a high, like from five to 1,000.
All right, cool.
In that realm, if you spend that on the first date, now, the second date, is it directly after? Or is that dependent? Or, like, how are you spacing that out?
It depends.
Like, say the vibe was fire.
It depends.
If you end up spending, let's say, in the middle. Let's say you spend a calm $650.
I'll say this.
And she wanna hit, and she hit you and say, hey, I want to hang out tomorrow.
And don't get it twisted. This has happened. It's happened before, and it has, and it's also not happened before. But sometimes on those speed dates, you end up catching a kill.
And after the kill, dating kind of, it's weird, right? Because after the kill, dating kind of ceases, and then you guys kind of fall into this relationship
thing.
Like,
what are we going to do? Like, what's
it's like, you kill, if she's at your crib, or you at crib, y'all kill, and then y'all enter into this space of, like, familiarity. Like, you're just around each other. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you fuck with each other, that's what I'm saying.
If I really fuck, like, I'm the type of person, like, if I can see you a lot, I want to, if I fuck with you. I want to see you as often as possible. That makes sense. Not like too overbearing, not like on you all day, but like if I fuck with you, I want to see you. So I don't have a problem with seeing you the next day. If I kill her, if I don't kill, like it does, like you already with me if I kill. So it's like, what? Are we doing something to, like you want to chill today?
Cool. Yeah. And so now it's not a date anymore.
No, it's so the how next do you, day.
So now you fall into this space. How do you get out of this space if you want to get out of space? Like is there maneuvering out of this space?
Everybody's game is different, and I don't say a game is in like you're playing something, but everybody's way of conversating or conversing.
I mean, well, they put it in a dictionary now, so.
Yeah, what was my word that was in?
Conversing. Oh, no. Communicatable or something like that.
Yeah, and it was a word. It just like me, I like to be very honest from jump on what I'm not going to. I'm never looking for something because I don't want to say, because when you look for some shit, you never get it. So
elaborate on that.
Like
somebody hear that and just think like, oh, niggas just talk shit. Like, no.
In a positive way, when you look for, like, damn, I see so much in her and I do this. And it's like, it's right away. It's like, that shit really not going to work out because you want it too bad. And in a negative way, it's like, if you go look for something, like somebody go through your phone, they looking for some shit, you're going to find something you don't. So it's like, I'm never looking, but I'm open to shit. Like, if I fuck with you, then let's see where it could go. But I'm always honest about my intentions. Like, I'm never going to be like, yo, baby, I see so much in you and all that.
But what if you do and you just don't see it in there for her?
No, but I'm saying, but I'm not going to tell you what I see in you if I don't see it in you. I'm just like, yo, so what you looking for? Yo, I'm honestly like, wherever it goes. I'm not pressed for a relationship. I don't want to be single forever. If it works, it works. But I'm telling you now, relationship is not my first thought. I got career goals. I got life goals. I have mental goals. Like, my mental health is the first thing besides my family that is means something to me at this point in my life. And if you can't accept that and it's all about me, then it's like, it's not going to work anyway. So once that conversation is said, now it's really up to you on how that person wants to perceive it and how they want to look at me and talk to me. So if you think, like, you're going to change me, you'll think that until you realize who Ryan is, and you'll be like, months later, like, damn, well, why don't you want? I'm like, yo, I told you from day one, this is what it is. So you can't, I always tell girls, like, you could be upset with me, but you can't be mad at me because I kept it a buck.
Because they're your feelings.
Yeah, right? You could be upset and disappointed. Like, I thought, like, but this nigga did tell me this is not what he wanted, and he was not looking for this. And
so what do you say to the women that say, well, even though you said that, it doesn't let you off the hook? If you knew
it's
that.
It's my hook. I don't give a fuck. What you talking about? I can't not.
Yo, I'm going to tell you what's so fucked up. I'm going to tell you what's so fucked up about when Mac doesn't show up. It's like me talking to me, and it's like you talking to you.
Like, But it's real. It's real. Like, if I go to a job interview and the criteria for the job is cleaning toilets, wiping the windows, brushing off the ceiling fan, and I go in there like, I'm trying to be a manager. Nigga gonna be like, yo,
do your job.
I told you what this was. And then, no, and he had the conversation like, yo, this is the job, but if you do well, there's a chance you become the manager janitor.
Right, right.
And you're like, I bet. And then you work in for a month and you're like, yo, I thought you said I could be the manager janitor. And you're like, yo, bro, the windows is dirty, my nigga. The toilets is clogged up.
Here go the thing. You did a good job on the windows. You were supposed to.
You're supposed to do that job.
You did a good job on the toilet.
You were supposed to.
Because this is the job.
This is the job that you signed up for.
But somehow, so in
I didn't bring you in like, yo, wifey.
Right.
I'm interviewing you to be wifey. I'm interviewing you to be a friend. And I want you to become
not a friend.
No. Like, hear me
something...
out. I need for me to, I guess we're using work terms, for me to
promote
you, I need a friend. Mm-hmm. Besides the sexual shit, I need a friend. And then after that is a best friend. Mm. I need somebody that I can really fuck with and talk to, not just be like, dang, I want to fuck you all the time. Like, I want somebody I can really have these conversations, like, on when the other day when I was having, like, a mental breakdown in a way, like, I was real depressed and I was walking in the city for 4 hours and I was walking over the bridge by myself. Like, I need somebody to talk to get to that level before you get to being my lady. So, in my criteria for that is levels and there's steps to that shit. So, don't go in there expecting to be like, yo, fuck that. My previous job, I was wifey, so now I only can be wifey. No, you can't. So
you could be the homie.
This is a whole different profession.
You could definitely be
the
homie.
If you was the CEO at fucking whatever, if you was the boss at AT&T,
mm-hmm.
and then you go to fucking Con Ed,
right.
They not gonna make you
give a fuck about your
phone mobile skills, bro.
Right.
We doing other shit over here. we whatever we doing, we don't care about that. Like, you go on the towel, you worked at AT&T. You dealt with phones. Now you dealing with the kitchen. Like, what does that have to do? Now, do you have good people skills? Cool, yes, you know how to talk to people. But does that mean you know how to serve food? Does that mean you know how to cook it? No, you gotta learn this shit. I'm a new fucking job. I'm not a job. I'm a new career.
Mm.
I'm a new profession. You just hopped in. You got a degree in fucking communications, and now you're dealing with fucking hospitality. See what I'm saying? Like, you got to start over. And people take like, yo, I did such a good job in that last, guys and girls. I did such a good job in my last relationship that it has to automatically mean that I deserve this in my next one. And it's like, you should strive for that.
Right.
But that don't mean you're going to get it automatically.
Wow.
I don't know what you did for that nigga, and I don't want to know what you did for that nigga. Because certain things, you're not going to tell me.
Right.
So if you're not going to tell me everything, don't just tell me the good parts. Like, don't just... You know how a nigga come in like with the resume, like he giving you all the good shit, but you know you left out the fact that niggas fired you on this job.
Well, why you not at that job no more? Why you not at that job?
Yeah, why
no
you?
More?
And I'm calling up your references, and it's your cousin.
Yeah.
It's your cousin, and you don't think I don't know this shit? But it's cool. I get it. They gonna
that
support
is so
you.
Funny.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that, man. Stop.
That
like,
so
I'm not the same. Funny. I'm not the same nigga. Just like she is not the same woman as the last one. Like, it don't come together like that.
So how do you make this space? So how do you make this space fair, right? If someone's coming in and their past doesn't matter, then how does their future or present, how does that matter? Because aren't we all the sums of our experiences?
I'm not saying your past doesn't matter, but don't have expectations of what you did in your past to come into my life.
Fire.
Don't be like, yo, you know, I did this and I did that and he didn't. You know how those, and it comes with both sides. It'd be a guy saying, well, yeah, I did this with my girl and I did that and she still did this. Or I did this for him and I went above and beyond. I never
well,
did
this
somewhere
else. Do you believe that accomplishments or actions equal status?
I believe that.
Like, oh, I did this, so now I'm this type of person.
I believe, I'll break this down like this. There's a lot of niggas that played overseas that came to the league that ain't do shit.
Mm. Break that down.
You could do great things in your past relationships,
mm-hmm.
your past job,
mm-hmm.
your past friendships. Once you enter another situation, it's a full reset and restart. Not saying you can't bring the great things you had in the past.
Because if you're smart,
you're going to bring that. And you're going to leave the things that you did wrong in the past. But that don't mean that person has to automatically take you from there and bring you on their life and be like, you know what? Well, damn, she did cook for her nigga. And damn, well, she did do this and well, she did do that. So fuck it. That's a notch on. She going to do it for me because that's not always going to happen. Just like I can't treat you the same way I treated my ex because y'all are two different people. So what he liked, I might not like. Mm. He might like his, you know, starch on his white tees. I don't like that
Muhammad
shit.
With him, guys.
You see what I'm saying? I don't like that shit. Your man might have had braids and shit. So you used to, one thing is, I braid my man hair. You can't
now
braid.
So now what do you put your validation in with someone who got a Caesar?
Exactly. You're not cutting my hair. You're going to brush my, I'm good. He needed his hair braided. And honestly, it was free and it was a good job.
And you filled the need.
But what are you going to do? So what you're doing over there or what you did over there doesn't necessarily mean.
I actually like what you, it felt like what you were about to say, right? Once you can't do that, then how do you fill the need here?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I mean by this.
Let me ask you that. Like, how do you fill those needs, right? Because, you know, on this podcast, sometimes we literally are working through things as we're speaking mm-hmm. them, right? So, like, are you in a point in space in life where you understand what we just, like, spoke about? Like, do you understand it in real time where, like, okay, I might have been this for this girl, but I might be with this new girl over here. Not saying there is, I'm just saying hypothetically. I'm with this new girl over here, and she doesn't need that. Mm-hmm. How do I validate myself here? How do I validate my position here? Because my validation was so much caught up in being this thing for this girl over here. Now I'm with this girl and she doesn't need this. How do I validate myself over here?
When it comes to relationships, I feel like for me, I haven't been in too many like relationships. Mm-hmm. I feel like
I get so excited when you say that, right? Because I know there's somebody listening who's like, when we weren't in a relationship.
If you got to think if we were in a relationship, we weren't.
Can I tell you what my favorite episode was? It was with me, you, Corey, and Tosin. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Corey and Tosin. And shout out to everybody who listened to both episodes and kept telling us how, like, that was your favorite episode. Shout out to y'all. It was when you, when you were like, and I've never been in love before, but I've heard you say that before.
Yeah.
But it was something about that episode that stuck. I'm like, yo, he really just said that. He was like, nah, because I thought I was in love, but I'm not in love. So I'm like, damn, there's a shorty out there.
Yeah, but I mean, at the,
who just learned
at the time.
Ryan didn't love.
Nah, but it's like, I can have love for you and everything. And at the time, it could be like, yo, we're in love, but we're also younger and we actually don't know. And I also, and I always say, like, when you love something, it never stops. And
right.
It doesn't end.
And so if I don't love you right now.
If I don't love you now, then what was love then? But at that time, that's what I thought was love. And what I thought was love might have been, you know, that I didn't have bills. I didn't have mad shit going. I was a kid, like, saying those words that you just hear.
You were just saying them.
Yeah, you just say, and not just saying them at the time, you feeling it. But it's like, yo, when you learn how to be an adult, it's love is more than, yo, you at my mom's house. I'm over there like, yo, I love you, girl. It's like, yo, we in a twin bed. Like, we're not paying no bills. We're doing all this. Like, we got to ask to borrow money. Yeah. And I love you. Like,
how?
How can you love this broke nigga? Like, through thick and thin. Like, through rich or poor, we broke. We don't got no, it's not even, we're not even poor.
Richard's not even there.
We're not even poor. We don't have a job. You're not poor if you don't have a job. Like, if you never had a chance to go out there and you're not allowed to work yet. Like,
you're just broke.
You're going without. It's just not there yet. It's not a factor because somebody's meant to take care of you and you have a roof over your head. Your responsibility is to go to school and do all this and play sports and all that shit. It's like, you're not broke. In your mind, it's like, damn, I ain't got no money, but you can't get a job. So you're not supposed to have money. If you have money and you don't have a job, something's going on. Mm. Feel me? You got some extracurricular, you neighborhood pharmacist or something. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, so and yeah, that love shit is crazy. But for me, mm-hmm. I always think my next move is my best move
yeah.
as far as relationships yeah. go. So I don't ever go back and be like, well, I did this for her and I did this for her. I definitely won't voice that to the new girl. But I'll take those things that I know, I feel like I did do well. And I'll be like, all right, I know I did this well. And I know she said she didn't like this. This is what bothered her. This is what made us like go left or this. If it wasn't for like, if it wasn't about like cheating or something mm-hmm, like that, like, mm-hmm. and me, I'll be real with you. I never, in a relationship, I never got caught cheating and I wasn't cheating. So.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Yeah, I just didn't get caught when I was young. You know, I just didn't happen. I keep it real. Like, I was young, I made some mistakes, but it wasn't me. You know that? You know that?
Yo, son.
I keep it a buck.
Yo, I really, yo.
I keep it real. I was like 16, 17.
Yo, I swear to God, Matt got to stop covering because it's like.
But I'm being real. Like, when I had older relationships, like college, like outside, of, like right outside of college, no, I wasn't. Mm-mm. But before when I was young, 16, like 15, 16, yeah, you're young. That's what I'm saying. But I'll say like. Damn, you last. You just fucked. You just
oh
fucked
yeah,
me
now
all
blame.
Saying it's fucked me all up. Huh, jeez. But no, what I was saying was I have been in a relationship where I got cheated on at being older.
Me, yeah,
being older, and it happened.
Two.
What happened? No, it happened same girl multiple
same,
times.
Okay, okay.
So, and I thought, and I can't drag that to the next.
Why?
I mean, I say I can't because I did,
but. Right.
I did drag that to my next relationships. And I won't say I'm still hurt by it, but it still was like
So there's this like running thing on like social media where girls have this joke. It's pretty funny.
I don't know. But, I didn't hear it. Let me laugh.
You know, they'd be like, oh, a nigga get hurt in first grade and take it out on every girl
and
after
maybe,
that.
So what?
And I'd be like, it's funny, but so what?
So what?
Because... Why? Because you guys continue to open yourselves up time after time after time after time after disappointment, which typically does benefit us. But why? Because you do it. Does that mean we have to do it? Like, I don't understand where the like. Obviously, I don't want anybody out there like being a like manipulative like piece of shit and like destroying women. I don't want that.
Not at all.
But because I was hurt here. I now guard this thing with my life.
With my life, bro. Life. Like it.
It's like boxing. We're different kind of boxers. Men and women with love are different kind of boxers. I want to say men are very much Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, best defensive fighter.
I'm the best
in the world. Ever to grace. Yo,
women try
I'm
to
talking
throw
about
haymakers.
Women, they are Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns.
They're trying to.
No defense. Boom, 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 boom. What's a jab? What's a jab? 82 power punches. Took 97 punches this round.
LD.
The cut man's over there like, I'm going to have to open you up. And she's like, go for it.
Yeah, she's ready at all times.
Cut me.
That's exactly how, yo, that's exactly how like love it. But that's also how love is shown to us.
What do you mean?
Like, man, like, we are...
I love this conversation.
We are one of the first... Fuck it, I'll say we're the first podcast, to just black podcast, to be talking about us.
I think we're the first male... Well, I think we're the first male-led podcast to have the conversation we're having. I think we're the first straight male podcast to have the conversation we're having.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
Definitely. I don't think anybody before us was doing what we do.
But we when it comes to showing our feelings, like, we're a tell-all book.
Exactly.
And, that's why I love us. And I don't mean it like straight up, but I love us because of that. And people are scared. And now I start to see, I see y'all.
Probably, best believe. Y'all, listen, see you, niggas.
I definitely see y'all.
We see you.
And you know?
We see you podcasts with bigger, with more numbers. We see you using our content. We see you. But we're good where we at. We having a good time over here.
And but I love it because it's like, fuck the y'all looking at us and taking what we, I don't give a fuck about that. I really care about us as black people and black men's mental health and getting that shit off our chests. Like, if you could really say how you feel in a public platform, you could really go anywhere and have a great conversation and be okay with the negative and the positive shit about what you went through and what you're going to go through. So that's why I'm like, I look at y'all and I see y'all like conversations, and I'm like, y'all would never have these conversations, but we opened up that door. So I'm happy about that, because it's just more, it's more of us speaking about our feelings, which makes it easier for women to talk to us, and what makes it easier for our relationships to grow and build, and all that shit that we see, been seeing on TV, and what these other people been doing, and how the women, especially black women, y'all been doing it and been showing it. Like, y'all have been telling us how y'all felt since day one. We just didn't know how to comprehend it because we didn't understand.
We didn't know how to read.
We was just really Floyds. We did not, we couldn't read shit. But you know what I'm saying? But we're talented. He's very talented at what he, like we weren't educated in the things that women are going through.
Putting them through.
And they wanted us to understand, and we just never will. We were too tough. It was that tough love. Like, that shit that we talk about. Yeah. It's like, it's that, yo, I love you, but I gotta show this. And it's like,
I love you, but I love you this way.
Yeah, and it's like,
when it should just be, I love you.
There's only one way to love, and it's not tough. Like, we always said this. If you look up the definition of tough, it's really soft. I mean, you look up the definition of love, it's really soft.
It's the definition of soft. It's the definition of vulnerable giving.
Exactly.
So, like we said on this podcast many times, loving somebody is literally giving them the opportunity and ability to destroy you and just trusting them not to.
Word. And it goes back to, like, when we were young and like, our parents beat us, like, nah, I got to give them self-love. Like, no, you just wanted to beat us.
You didn't want
to. That didn't have nothing to do with love. That had shit to do with love. Do you love us? Yes. But by you beating us, does that make you, what? Am I getting hit like, damn, he love me, and I know it's pain. It's some loving hits. Like, no.
With every lash came a more tightening of this bond.
It's like, boom. Oh, that's love right there. Boom, I felt that.
Oh, they got me.
Oh, that was for the bad grades, but I know he loved me.
It's like, actually the opposite. I don't know about everyone else, but I know me. When I was getting my ass whooped, I used to be like, oh, you wait till I'm 18. I'm going to fuck you up. Yeah,
so it's like, there's no tough in that, but that's the way, especially as black, we had to be tough to get through the shit that we go through to this day. But the fact that you have our podcast and you have, like, I'm trying to think of some other ones.
You got us. You got Charlamagne. He's pushing mental health and wellness on Audible and even on Brilliant Idiots. You have the read.
Of course. They're pioneers of that. Of showing emotion and how they feel. But it's like
The Friend Zone. Shout out to Dustin.
There's pods out there that show that, and now it's getting even better because they're used to us. Especially we talk reckless, like, because we really say how we feel.
You learn that there's no right way to do this.
Absolutely.
There's no right way to talk about your feelings, it's just like, hey, let's get this out. It's just funny. The another Twitter joke you see, it's even funnier than the last one. Women say, niggas don't get therapy. They just make podcasts. And I was like,
you coming?
So,
but you must just
listen to the guy next.
But then again, I'm like, y'all didn't say none of that shit before our podcast came out.
And the greatest thing about it is, I love it. Because there are some people...
We set the standards for showing emotion as a black man on podcast. We definitely did. We're not sitting here talking about rap albums and the latest fashion trends
we're talking about
shit. Us. I'm talking about me and what I go through. So when people listen to our podcast and they be like, well, I don't know why you said that. I said it because that's what I go through. I'm not sitting here telling your story. I'm not. Guys Next Door is not for me to tell your story and the way you look at life.
Exactly.
Guys Next Door was built based off the fact that we always had these conversations.
Exactly.
But all your conversations are pointless and means nothing unless the world can hear what you got to say. Because that's all just built up. And if me, Mac, and Mouse kept all this information between us, it would never. I would never get the monkey off your back. What is that shit called? I would never
the monkey off your back.
I would never get these shits off. And not to say that I don't need a therapist or something like that, because I am actually if black therapists just reach out to me because I'm looking for an amazing one in LA. But I'm not saying I won't do that because I am. But at the same time, y'all my brothers, and only way I can like understand myself as if I talk to y'all about the shit first.
And I think sometimes women take that.
I
think sometimes women take that for granted because they're like, and obviously this is general, this is not everyone, but in general, women have a lot more space to be vulnerable with one another where men don't and haven't for so long, even in regards to like your ability to be open with your parents and things of that nature. Women have always been able to be open with the parents. Well, sometimes. But at the base level, you're able to be open with your girlfriends.
Facts.
Oh, this nigga hurt me. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Oh, my God, I got a zit. With niggas, you look at yourself in the mirror and you like, I just hope these niggas don't make fun of me when I get over here. You know what I mean? And so it creates this thing where you're like constantly on defense. And now we're just learning that, hey, you don't have to be on defense. My nigga, I got you. Like, we were just talking before when we was having, and I told you flat out, like, nigga, like, there's, like, you're my brother. You saved my life a few times just from talking to me. And, like, certain things I'm, certain conversations I'm having with certain people is directly, 15.
Where do we start at?
Like, 12 on the dot.
All right, but let us know when it's an hour because we got to do two.
And so at that point, it's like, what you've said to me has impacted me and the way I go forward in life. And it's like, all right, well, you know what I mean? Just in other situations. So it's like when somebody says, oh, well, you only have this, you know, men don't do therapy, they do podcasts. You better be happy we're getting it off our chest somehow.
But it's about steps. Like you can't jump from not telling y'all anybody your nothing
business, to now
to all go and tell a stranger your business. Like, there's levels to this.
Just because they got a degree.
I think the first thing women be mad about is that we don't come to them first. I think that's the big thing, especially like, well, it's like, how come you didn't tell me? Like, you got me, babe. Like, yo, you could always come to me and tell me your problems. No, I can't. Because
you are my problem.
some of my problems, you're going to be like, so that's, one problem just might be like, yo, Mel, it's like, yo, look, I love my girl. But sometimes
I
just want to go out there and just be my own man. And I'll be looking at females, but I'm not going to cheat on my lady. But sometimes I'm just like, God damn, she's so annoying. I just want to take a vacation, not come back for 3 months, and just do my thing.
Not come back for 3 months.
Whatever it is. But I can't go and tell my girl, like, yo, honestly, babe.
Yo, you get on my nerves.
Get on my nerves all the time. Sometimes there's fatties out there, and I just be looking. I'm not going to touch them, but dead ass, I be wanting to just go up there and be like, damn, you got the fatty. I want you. I can't go tell you that. I can't. And it doesn't even have to go that deep, but there's certain things I can't tell you until I'm ready to express it in a way of communicating where we're both not looking at each other like, yo, fuck you. So that's when I got to go to my boys and I tell them, yo, I'm going through this. And then from there, I can take my next step. My first step for therapy was my podcast. My next step for therapy is a therapist. My next step for a therapist is hopefully, and I feel like it will be, is happiness and wholesomeness with my lady whenever that comes. But you don't want the old Ryan. You don't want the young nigga. Like, y'all want, women think y'all want to, like, y'all can change a nigga so bad. And like, yo, if you with me, I know we can. Like, you want the final product before the product's actually made. Like, you trying to pull the food out the oven before the preheat turns on.
Right.
Let me bake. Let me get seasoned up. So when I come correct, it's like, yo, I got this suit on, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't went through this, and that. Talk to this person. I think I got my, I don't believe I know it all. I got it all. But I feel like what I could bring to the table is something that is important to you and you can respect and you can love me for the person I am, who I've built to be.
But if you do all that without it, do you feel there's a need for?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're this companion. You need somebody to build. You need somebody to have.
Yeah, but you done did all this by yourself.
Yeah, but I can't. I don't want to be by myself.
Which, you know, brings up my toxicity. Because I'm like, well, if you didn't, That's hard. I hate you, especially. Sure, I used to always say this phrase, like, you didn't put in no pain. But like over the last 3 years, I really don't like that term when talking about love and loving a woman. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not that I want you to put in pain, but the term itself means you weren't here. You weren't, however you want to say, you weren't with me shooting in the gym. You weren't in the trenches, whatever you want to say.
Now, yes.
If I go do all this stuff without you, and I become this person, me personally, I'm going to feel you don't deserve to be here.
But when I say, like,
you don't deserve this final
product.
No,
when I say without you, I mean, I'm not saying you're not there at all. But I'm saying don't push your nigga to, don't give these problems in your household based off the fact that he can't open up to you the right way because he doesn't know how to. And a lot of people like, well, you could have told me, and this could have, if you would have told me, I would have understood more. It's like, yeah, maybe. Or maybe I could have just hated you a little bit more. And that's where it's like, yo, I want you to be there for me right. In any shape, way, form, and capacity that you can and that I will allow. But it's only as much as that person allows. It's like a woman, too. It's the same. It's not just the man part. It's the, if a woman is in going through her shit, and a nigga, I'm just always there for you. Like, look, you need me to talk to you, I'm here. But I give you that level of, when if you need me, I'm here. And I'm always going to ask you if you need help, but I'm always going to be here for you. But I'm not going to be like, well, since you don't tell me this, I don't feel like we're building anything. We're not close because you're not expressing the way you feel. And it's like, no, I just don't know how to express it sometimes. And I haven't learned that, but I would love for you to be there with me through this process. If you can, you can. If you're not, I completely understand, because me, I'm not ready. It's not that I'm not ready. I just don't know how. So I would love for you to go on this journey with me, but it's not going to be the easiest journey that you think it could be, because life in your mind, you think this shit is simple for this relationship. And for me, it's not, because of my past. This is not the first time me meeting a woman. This is not the first time me going through these motions and shit. Like, maybe if it was, maybe if we were born on this earth and we didn't talk to women until a certain age, they didn't put us in the same room as them, and we were just like boys playing sports and shit like that. And then when we turned a certain age, it's like they put us in a room with a woman. It's like, yo, this is your woman. And it's like, all right, maybe things would be different. But that's not the way this world works. We learn shit so fast, especially being from New York. Shit is always thrown in our face. There's women, there's sports, there's drugs, there's music, there's, if you're not a rapper or athlete, you nobody. And if you nobody, you can never get this. And that's not the truth. So with all those distractions, in my mind, it leaves us, especially being from here, like, it just leaves us with a lot of thoughts and a lot of stuff that it's hard to open up to. And especially, like, my mom wasn't, I'd say this, I don't say it that much on this podcast, but I say it, like, my mom isn't an emotional person. Mm-hmm. She wasn't a hugger. She wasn't I love you after you hang up the phone. She wasn't
we literally lived the same exact life. It's so sick.
I know, I'm talking.
You're not sick like that. It's so crazy.
So it's like, it was never that. Now, as my mom get older, now we've been through some shit together. Now it's like, I'll see her catch it. I'll be like, all right, mom, I'll talk to you later. She'll be like, all right, I love you. And she'll say it like fast. And I'll be like, yo, I love you too.
Forgot.
Or I'll say it. I'll be like, yeah, I love you. And she'll be like, love you too. And I'm like, and it's like the older.
Did you find yourself reaching a certain age or a certain point where you had to kind of teach them how to love you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But I've had these conversations with my mom, like, yo, you never hugged me, my nigga. Like, and that goes a long way from now. I'm just like, I'm numb to certain shit because of that. Like, my pops wasn't around. So I was like, I'm only getting the love from the women in my life, which is my mom, my aunt, my grandma. Those are the ones that, like, raised me. My grandfather's there too. But my mom, my aunt, my grandma were like my rocks. So my mom didn't hug me. My aunt hugged me more than my mom. That's my mom's sister. My grandma was just like, it's just that old She's love. Grandma, you know, yeah. Grandma, like, she always, I love you. You make me proud. Please, like, I know you can't. Sometimes your mom gets frustrated, but we know you got it. My grandfather, like, yo, whatever, nigga. Like, my grandfather says, God rest his soul.
Man, I want to talk to you about that. I want to talk to you so bad about that. I want to talk to people about, like, having grandfathers. And that, like, my grandfathers, both my grandfathers, they were present in my parents' life. They just died before. My mom's dad died when she was 11. And then my biological father's his dad died when I was like 3 or 4.
Okay.
So like I never experienced like a grandfather. So
I only had one.
I just would love to know what that's like.
That's definitely, you know.
Like, I would love down the line, like us first. I'll build out the episode, but I would love for us to talk about that. Cause I think that's so interesting.
It is, especially.
Cam, you had a grandfather? You neither one?
But was your father around? So I'll say this. Y'all didn't have grandparents, but y'all have fathers around.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have fathers around, but I had a grandfather. Mm. So, and am I saying one's better than the other or whatever it is?
It was just a trade-off.
And he's older, so it was just like, I get it. I get you, bro. I understand it. But when it comes down to it, it was like my mom, who I was with the most, obviously, she worked a lot, so she was always at work doing her thing. She'd come home, she'd be tired. Like, she still do her shit, but it wasn't like I saw these other kids, like, and it was like, damn.
Like they embrace, like, mommy!
But now, as I get older, I feel like, I'm not saying I didn't want that to be embraced like that, but it made me who I am for a reason.
When I got older, I understood. I'm not even going to say.
I
understood it, like, the past 5 years. Yeah. I understood it. Why you would come home. I mean, my mom's loud. You've heard my mom. Like, she's loud. She'd be yelling. She come home from work. It's just immediately noise, yelling. What's this to do? Why are you not doing mm-hmm. it? Did you do your homework? Even if she's just asking a question, she's yelling. And it's just like,
God damn.
It's like, oh my God. And so it's like, but as an adult, seeing what black women go through today and knowing what it could have, knowing just a glimpse of what it was like back then, like, it's shitty for black women now, and there's, like, some, like, rules and protocol and things to be held accountable for. Back then, when there wasn't, it was the 90s, and it was just reckless abandonment. I can imagine her going out into the world, having to work, having to be a wife, a mother, having all this on your mind, having to work for some cracker, and them talk to you out. And, like, I get it. You can come. I get it now. Like, I've got it. And it's like, well, maybe you coming home and doing for your kids the very best you could, maybe that's all you had.
So, yeah.
So I can't look at you like that anymore. And I have to now. And now this is when I don't mind when the obligation now is on the kid to kind of give grace.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that with absentee fathers. And everybody kind of puts the, you know, when you have a piece of shit father and everybody says, well, that's still your dad, he can suck my dick. Right. Because what you mean that's still my dad?
He had a choice.
He had a choice. He made the choice. Now he got to live with it. And you know, there's this, and we've talked about it a little bit, and maybe we'll talk about it in depth later on. But putting that obligation on a child to make right what a whole adult made wrong time and time and time again, it's absolute, like, it's maniacal. it's like one of the most vile, evil things you can ask of a person. Mm-hmm. But in what we're talking about, I think it's us having grace and knowing what life is and knowing that life happens. It's like, what you did was enough.
Yep.
What you did was more than enough. And actually, I thank you. But that does not mean it doesn't have some type of imprint on how then we enter the dating world.
Absolutely.
And make you date for sport.
Way to bring it real.
You like that?
That was actually pretty good.
Boom!
That was good.
Listen, I love this conversation, but dating for sport, it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing.
We really didn't get into it. Well, actually, we did, but you didn't. that was good. I like that, how you put that on me. That was, yeah, shit. You got me, y'all. Fuck. But I didn't say I did it for sport at the end of this conversation, too. I kind of got away from that.
Listen, that shit is lit. Fuck out of here. Sometimes you got to meet a woman and have, like, an amazing 2-week fling and then just never talk to her again.
I think my problem is, and I think it's yours, too, because you're me and I'm you, we fall very fast.
Man, do we.
We give it up all. Our sleeves are rolled up when it comes
to
that.
Man, do we, man.
I'm talking about first day. Yeah. You probably know so much. I'm an open book.
Would you like to know my daddy issues?
What do you want?
What do you want to know?
By the end, and I'm like, damn. I'm like, am I saying too much? No, you're not saying too much.
And I'd be like this. You gotta be like, get it all now, because if we get together, bitch, I'm not saying anything.
Shit. I'm telling you everything from jump because I'm not talking.
After we're together, I'm not saying anything. My mouth is shut.
So get all this information out you can. So it's like, yeah, that's us in a nutshell. Like, we really just give you out everything. And if you...
What are the chances two niggas, both with ties to Brooklyn, born the same day, somebody at...
Same year, literally
the same day, to the day, mm-hmm. one in the morning, one at night, meet each other and just realize, and then have a podcast and just talk about all the complexities and all the comparisons and parallels our life has been running on since April 15th, 1989.
It's wild, but it also, it's not really just about us. It's just also about like our people and what the similarities that we really have with the niggas that we see all
makes
the time.
It kind of makes me think that maybe this sign shit is real. Maybe.
I'll say there's certain things with signs are real, but I definitely won't get into that. But I'll say it's certain things in our culture and with our people that are very similar. But it goes back to
do
saying.
Do you think like, two white guys that was born? Because, I mean, obviously, there's two white guys that were born on April 15th, 1989. Do you think they're. You're sick to your stomach? Sorry.
I don't think any white people were born on.
You think that was just a blackout?
I think it was just niggas born on April 15th. But yeah, I don't even know where you're going with
that. Actually math fire. That's fuck what I was about to say. What you said, like I was gonna have some like, you know,
you think they go
kind of like juxtaposition like question, like something that's gonna make people think. Nope. Fuck that. Nope. Fuck that. No. April 15th, 1989. Only black people was born.
Black people was born. But I just feel like it's a way of just being like, which goes back to like, I mean, this whole conversation wasn't about communication, but it's about communicating with the ones that you love and not necessarily holding that shit in. I feel like that goes to saying like a lot of people feel that way and a lot of people go through that, but they don't. It's not even about the platform. They just don't have
outlet.
They just don't know how to communicate that way. They don't know how to open up to people and say like, yo, you know, you're right. My faults are like I go into these situations and these relationships like and give everything that I have in the jump, and then it might scare some people off, or it might
scare you.
Yeah, it might scare me.
And it scares you off, and then now you are not the same because you've had that moment to think like, yeah, I'm doing too much. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, wait, why'd you stop?
Yep.
And wow.
Yep. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like it's different. It's sheesh. It's tough.
Wow.
It's hard for me to. I mean,
no, that yeast, like, I felt it too, because I'm like, wow. Like, that's a mirror, right? It's a mirror. It is, like, we've been there, we're there. Like, that's real life. Like, being you, like, I think us, whatever it is, whether there's the sign or just us being just two niggas born on the same day, brothers, like, we're just so similar. I think it's natural for us to want to love and, like, love fully. But because of who we are, how we've been conditioned, we also either, like you said, scare somebody off, or we scare ourselves off, and we have that time to think like, I'm doing too much. Nah, I'm doing too much. Now I'm gonna look like a sucker. Now fuck out of here.
Especially us going this, well, me, I can't say us because you have children and stuff. Mm-hmm. Me going this long and no kids and seeing my friends have kids, and I seeing like I've known them when they start the relationship, and now I know them when it's over, and then I see all the problems. It's very scary to be like, that could be me. And I know it's trash to be like, well, you can't just not do it because you don't.
Says?
It might not work. But for me, it's like, maybe I will just be by myself. Maybe I will just, and I want kids, and I know I'm going to have
son,
kids.
Son, I got one failed relationship in me, son. I got one.
You got one more?
No, like, not even one more. Like, I want you to know. If shit fails,
it's over. Look out.
Tattoo me to the concrete. I am the streets.
Street tats.
Street
and,
me.
And for me, I don't even want to think like, if I got like,
you know how niggas I got one more? Like that kind of gives hope.
It gives hope. To, no, I'm not trying
one
to give
I have
hope.
One. If shit fails, I want the streets to know
that I'm there.
I'm back.
I'm there. And to me, it's like the streets is just like, to now it's like the streets is looking at me like, yo, bro, you ain't going. You know, like that thing. It's like, yo, go over there, bro. Go do that. Because yeah, we know you're going to be right back.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's like that. It's like the, what's the commercials like the cigarette, old cigarette commercials, where it's like,
well,
they try to dip it. It's like, come on, just come back to me. Like, you don't have to go out there and do that no more. Just come smoke this cigarette. Come calm down. And it's like, yo, I don't want to come back to your cigarettes. Like, I want to be loved.
I want to be healthy. But I like my lungs.
I like my lungs. But at the same time, I get out there like, oh, it's stressful out here.
You look, you do this, you start doing this. You're shit. Like
fuck.
Shit.
Like, damn, it's stressful. I don't want to go back, but they love me over there.
You're like, shit, man. This motherfucker stressful. Fuck, this is so... Yo, this. We started talking... Kim, you... What is this? You're like your fifth time recording with us? Like, you see how these conversations go, Kim?
Nigga said...
You try to remember when he was awake.
I think it was two. I think this is the second.
No, there's a third. Because we did two with us last time.
Yeah, but that was the same day. Second.
Is that next. How you counting it?
That's how I'm counting it. Two.
But no, it's like, you see it, like these conversations. We started talking about dating for sport. And that, like, I love this podcast, man. I'm never getting therapy.
I'll say this. I'm gonna get him to go to therapy one day.
Not going.
But in order for him to go to therapy, I know I gotta go first.
That's for damn sure.
So I'll take that responsibility and I'll do
that. If y'all want Mouse Jones in therapy, find Ryan the therapist.
Yep, find me a therapist in LA. Black.
Black.
Blackity black. Forest back of far with neck black. Like, I want black. So let me know.
I gotta catch up on
I'm
Godfather.
I finished it. Yes.
That was a lot?
10. I'm guessing that's the way you go. Yeah, it's done. But,
oh my God. That show's so good.
Fuck
it, we out of here.
Yeah, we out. I love y'all.
We out of here. We'll talk to y'all, black ass. Y'all already know.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah, y'all know what to do. Peace. We'll talk to y'all next week.
I'll let you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.